by the side. I'll talk about it too. Sometimes I have a carcass. For those who want to look inside, I'll distribute a few copies. I don't know if you want to the Torah Shabbat or Baal Peh, as you prefer. And it's basically the similar makaros, but just coming from a little bit slightly different angle. And we shall see where we end up. You're on enough to go around, but if you look on in pairs, it should be probably enough. All right, so we started with Tosefta and Baba Kama. Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Where it says a whole bunch of people who are magic, where it says that they're to do it b'shus bezdin is Potter Medina Adam. Who are these individuals? Mara says, for example, Rofe Uman Sharibi b'shus bezdin the Hizik Potter Medina Adam. So what does it mean, Brishus Bezin? Let's start the very basic, just a glossary of terms. What does it mean, Brishus Bezin? So, Rabbi Blech, Shalita quoted from the Tzitz Eliezer, has a kuntris on Refuah, called Ramat Rachel, very nice kuntris on the Yonah of Refuah. And he talks about these things, there's a lot of things about these, discuss a lot of these matters, Tarichas. So he understands that the Bezin gives him the Rishus to heal. He can't just heal like this. Bezin has to give you a Rishus in order to practice. He doesn't practice medicine like this. In the good old days when the Bezin was in charge of everything in Jewish life, you couldn't practice medicine without the permission of the Bezin. That's over here for those who have the particular original sources. It's in page 25 of this book. It's not his fault. It goes from the Aruch HaShulchan. It goes on the Aruch HaShulchan. It goes on the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, "Also, this Atik Berefuas Elam Kenu Boki V'Yesh The Rishus Mi Bezin." You can't practice medicine. Rishus Mi Bezin. Especially in Aruch HaShulchan. Yo, Yidna Tzarech Yos Musum Chayam Em Sholom Shiyesh The Rishus Yitin Refuas L'Choloyim. That's all. So you see, the Aruch HaShulchan understood that just to practice medicine, you need Rishus of Bezin. Bezin is not experts in medicine. The answer will be, they'll find out from other experts. They'll do the Gushpanka. What you have to say? However, his shot is somewhat questionable. If you look in the Ramban, in Torah Sa'adam, which is found over here, page 9 in his source book, which is as follows. Rofe Uman Sharipa Bishus Bezin Vihizik Hareza Gola Yeshlomar Hochi Rofe Rofe Kidayon Mitsuva Lodun Vimta Balahoda Anal of Onish Klal Post the Gemara and the Dayan of Masha Ain of Rose Apa Pikain Im tov and odol lebezin shetov mishalem mi beso ala drachma yedum bo af agav the hosim im don brishus bezin potter afkan potter midine adam excuse me afkan midine adam potter mitashlum. So wait a minute. So the Ramban is equating the expression of brishus bezin with the brishus bezin by a sanhedrin. That's nothing to do. I understand, but Ramat Rachel is presumably, or Hashulchan is presumably not correct. That's what it boils down to. Okay. I don't like to say so much at Ramat Rachel, I would say it's more or Hashulchan.
Absolutely.
So who says that the shoes would be shoulder?
No question about it that you have
I'll practice. They gave him permission to practice. They still didn't give him permission to be able to offer pay. Right. Like you said, the Gemara Sanhedrin has a Beferish case. The guy is not really Rishus because he's afraid. And then so they gave him Rishus that even if he makes a mistake, he won't have to pay. But it's not that doesn't exist as Manasseh. Not from Bezdin, not from the governor, not from anybody. So the Pashtus, as was just mentioned, the Chorei is a Chiyuv too. There is a Chiyuv to pay. So more than that, even in the Ramat Rachel, we learn the other pshat. He said that the Rishus Bezdin is needed to practice. He turns around and then says, but nowadays is what they call a ptura from paying, because it's Kabbalas HaKohol. What Kabbalas HaKohol? Kohol wants to pay, wants the tzaddikus to pay. Look at the Arayah, the whole $1 billion trend, malpractice business. What do you mean the Kabbalas HaKohol? I don't know what in the world he's talking about. The Bepashas, he certainly would have to be liable for payment as Manazer as a doctor. Now, so, and what is the Tikkun Olam, as was just mentioned? What is the Tikkun Olam? The Moshe is getting a Tikkun Olam. That's the time that they parted him in Bezin, so that a good doctor should want to practice. I can imagine Mizman Azeh. I haven't seen it yet, but I can imagine a super specialist in the field. And I can't practice like this, because I keep getting sued for malpractice. I can't afford the insurance, and I'm quitting. And society, the government, I don't know what...
What happens every day?
In the boondocks, yeah.
The 50% of
their
practice used to be obstetrics.
Right.
And a lot of them stopped practicing obstetrics because
they were
being sued.
Right. So they were being born by police sergeants.
Sorry.
There was no one to deliver the babies. So the government had to just do something about it.
End up, there's nobody to deliver the babies.
Right, that's amazing. Yeah. So what they do?
But
the government might one day say, whatever, now be an appropriate takana of the tzibur, but it hasn't happened yet. To my knowledge, it hasn't happened yet. Okay.
But
yeah.
Isn't a specific rishus on demand that a doctor has to request, that this is just granted by a bezdin
has to want to grant it. I imagine they probably wouldn't do it normally, but in a particular case, they would do it. Like by a dying, not the rishus to bezdin the horse. I don't know who are you. Guy is such a gewaldige dayan, but he can't afford to take a chance. So that they'll give him a rishus. Whoever the chief bezdin will give him, you can practice dayanus without liability. We're so interested in your practicing it. They can do it a doctor too, but on a case by case basis. Yeah.
Doctor by doctor,
case by case. You're so good. Whatever you do, we're gonna want to have you liability free. You. Only if you do this procedure, which is the best in the world, be liability free. Do whatever else does.
You don't find that.
Okay.
So what they have to say, whatever they decide.
They can license you for one thing specifically.
Exactly. You do whatever they want. Yeah, of course.
To find what?
You don't find people that. You don't have specialization until the modern period. So you don't find the mission that gave him the to do one thing, not to do another thing.
Right. The pashtus is correct. The Tosafot Gittin, which I made reference to earlier, which uses the word Tikkun Olam, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, again, Rofi Uman Sharipa Bishus Bez, and Hizik Bishogek Pata Bimei Tzchai, Mipnei Tikkun Olam.
Although now that he asks, yeah. Having watched the Mishnah, it is accepted that he was Machatis Lizbe Meimei Bishus Bez.
Right.
And then watching there is he was a racist.
Anybody. Otherwise, Khalilah Machash.
Right,
the mother will die. Emergency surgery. It could be. Could be. So, Tash is, it's arguable that Tikkun Olam means Tikkun Olam. Not that, as we suggested before, it was Shuz Bezin with Tikkun Olam. Maybe this Tikkun Olam works automatically. Maybe. After all, the Baba Kama in Perek. Test the third Tosefta. We've had Perek Vav and Perek in Gitna, and the third Tosefta in Perek Tes in Baba Kama, which it says, let's see, Perek Tes in Baba Kama Halacha Gimel, where it says, and it's just in comparison. Hachol v'bno, right? Ova Makas b'no, Rav Roda Tamido, and the Rofe are all compared to one another. They're all put to the same. It's in the same basket. You don't find a special takanas bezin by a father and by a rebbe. he goes to a benzin to get reshus, you know, some misbehaves, give a pot, wait, after the benzin to get reshus, it's considered to be sort of an automatic, because the mitzvah, ka'osik, ka'mitzvah ka'osik, so pashtus is that maybe an automatic tour, perhaps. Nonetheless, even if such a thing exists, you have to have a ptur somewhere or other. Bizman Azel, and here's Daiti, there's no Bezin Kavua, so there's no ptur. Especially if no one gets shus from Bezin Bechlal, even to practice. It's arguable. If you get shus to practice, automatically puzzle, like Jeroch HaShulchan said. Maybe I can make a case for it. But today we go to the government to practice, and the government says, Chayef from our practice, and Zichar Chayef. I don't see any reason to myself.
That's certainly not.
What do you mean?
Jeroch HaShulchan holds that the shus from the shoulder is handed out from the shus vesting, then what they do with the name would not practice doesn't affect us. That's just some of the even use the lotion and what would play over the mouthpiece. That when they're the delegates of us to decide who's arrayed. We have our Kachonga, we
talk. Okay, could be. I mean, according to that time, yeah. It could be puzzled.
It's the hour of that.
I understand. I think the Black says it could still like a construct which would pop you anyway, but it's against Ramban, Klor, and the Black says it's against Tosef the Mefurish. You know, Rech HaShulchan is a different shmooze. That's supposed to stay up. No, it is a very important point that's being raised. Let's say you would in fact be Lu Yutsu, you'd be Potter Bedine. One second, Bedine Yisrael. I had this case once. It was a case of a doctor from my shul who was being sued by a rov, no less. And he took him to a dintar. You can't take him to court. I came into a dintar. But it boiled down to was that maybe the rov had a right to take him to a dintar. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's not collecting from the doctor. He's not discussing numbers. All collecting from insurance companies. Insurance companies are not going to honor the stock of a dintar one way or the other. So then maybe a head to go. We spoke about things last year. We learned about Sayonis last. That was the case that we were talking about. Okay. Let's go to the second phrase of the Tosefta we started with. Again, Tosefta in Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. The last three of terms. The first term we discussed was, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does the words mean? Potter in any other. But now the second phrase of that same Tosefta in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav is, Vidino Masur Lashamayim. What does it mean, Vidino Masur Lashamayim? So the Shulchan Aruch passes up this dinner, as was mentioned last week. Chayim in Yishamayim. Again, Tosefta Lashon Vidino Masur Lashamayim. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayim Vidino Shamayim. Okay? If you look, however, in the Mogen Avraham, who was written by the Mogen Avraham, the same Mogen Avraham who wrote on the Shulchan Aruch, what a parish of Tosefta. And Baba Kama on that Tosefta, from a very authoritative source. So on that Tosefta, Dino Masla Shemayim, it's as follows. By Shtiyach Bezengrad, it's the same phrase. The same phrase. It's like this. Nirali, Tachi Perusho, Dashem Yizborach Yodea, Im Hoysa Kavanos Ala Hazik, Chayav Vidino, Avalim Lonis Kavan Ala Hazik, Potter Medina Shemayim. Ooh, what's going on? The Mogen Avraham is quitting on the Mechaber, quitting on the Ramban, really, and saying Dino Moshe Shemayim does not mean Chayav Medina Shemayim, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Torah of the Ramban. It means a different din. Dino Moshe Shemayim, the owner of the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's in his heart. If he had in mind to hurt the guy, he has to pay Medina Odom. If he has in mind to secure him, and something went wrong, he's part of Medina Shemayim. So he says Dino Moshe Shemayim does not mean Chayim Bedina Shemayim. A different term. A fundamental machlitz, Rabbi Osai. Now, the meaning would be, let's say that the doctor made him, caused some damage, and what happened? Again, according to the Ramban, the guy is going to have to pay, even Bedina Yodah perhaps. Right? But there could be an afkamina. Let's say the guy didn't take him to Beth. He doesn't even know. I had a case by a dentist. The dentist may have made a mistake. The patient had no clue that he made a mistake. is the dentist mechuyev to go over to the patient and say, I owe you money, b'din ha'shamayim. Pashas according to the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Pashas b'din ha'odam, v'chayim b'din ha'shamayim, the doctor made a mistake. But according to the Shitas Mogan Avram, that dina mas shamayim means, if I cause inflicted injury on purpose, I have to pay for it. And if I cut his broke, who knows that I only good in my heart, I don't have to pay anything, b'din ha'shamayim, then he doesn't have to knock on his door. So I was wondering, since it seems to be a machlokas gedolei aposkim, the Mogan Avraham on one hand, and the Ramban Shulchan Aruch on the other hand, what's takan the din? This is actually what Rabbi Lachman told us. A spake in the dina and a dina shemayim. What's the halach over here? According to the one day, I'm chayav dina shemayim. According to another day, I'm not even chayav dina shemayim. I know about it. The guy doesn't even know about it. He's not going to take me to the Torah. What's my responsibility? I don't know. I have a suffix, chiyav din shemayim. The other person has no clue about it. I know about it. I know. God, I'll ask you a question. What is the din? Am I chayav din shemayim? The Ramban says you're chayav, and Shulchan Aruch says you're chayav, and Melech Ramban says you're pun. So, Rabbi, what should I do?
I have no clue.
What is it?
I don't deserve a
suffix.
Before you have a Ramban.
Against the Melech Ramban. Not even a So the guy has to go knock on the guy's door and say, listen, I made a mistake and I'm chayav din shamayim. I want to be yotzei my din shamayim. Maybe. The people on the side, you can't take him to the shach and this is an author who's appeared as the star of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Aruch Chaim. I don't know if it's going to work. He happens to say something in Baba Kama.
You can't be.
They think he's taking him to the shach, but they say it's Irish. That's what the main
problem.
You got to follow the pashas and the mechaber and the ramban and pay with the shemayim. The doctor, that's a very, very difficult psak to be mekayim. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's a difficult psak to be mekayim. And these guys, what's the red
mark?
From last week.
Yeah.
What kind of doctor are you talking to?
Surgeon.
But a dentist like a surgeon.
Yeah.
My guy was a dentist who had the show. Dentists, you know, they make mistakes. They did something which, you know, whatever. Kids, okay. Black pasta.
Now we have to see the measure of damages. What kind of robustness
will be there? Right. And
the film is an end, it'll be the same thing.
Okay. All right. Then maybe, okay. Maybe, okay. In the chenat, maybe there's no damages. Okay. Viper. There's a problem here. There's a concept which is raised by a number of the Mefarshim. One of them is Yoros Sameach, and the Mefarshim, Perakei. In the Tosef that we mentioned earlier in Perak Vav, there's a comparison between Shliach Bezn Shatah and Rofe Shatah, the Spectre Nizok. And in Perak Tetzalach Vav, Halach Gimel rather, they're equated with respect to goats. Vav is about paying money, and Perak Tetzal is talking about goats. Okay, all together, Rofei, Shliach Bezdin, Av, Rav, all the same. The Rama passes the Chavoteach, like Abishol, Machas Tavches, and these three are potter. They're potter from goats. Machlok was famous for the mitzvah goats. Yah, Rishus, the famous one, Machas Tavches. Correct us on Meyach, if you're in fact potter migolos by the other three, why does the Shulchan Aruch say, and the Rambam, points in the Ramban, that you're Gola? Let me go there. We pass Nagab Shaul. So this is conscious already raised by the Yad Avram on the bottom of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber in Yoridea, Simon Shinlam involved. It's over here, it's page 15 in this source book. But it's the Mechaber says that in Hamitz, in Odolosh Shogag, Gol El Yodo, Mechaber quoting the Ramban. In fact, the Yad Avram, what are you talking about? Mashna me arava makas tamido shliyachbez nishikas shahikach es baldin mevisa b'shkoga the pasuk of Rambam the kema shishoga v'arogok shpasiyas mitzvah potem igolus. Is there also mask kasha? I've already said before in the kasha. Because a shvera teretz. Oy, he said, you know, when the doctor killed him, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of refuah. What happens when he killed his son? The kind of mitzvah chinuch. Yeah, and that's what he sounds like he's saying.
Yeah.
It was my fault that we had a problem.
They have two brachim. Either you say that the machloek is the kind of common of the show, and the seft is only one, or you say that there's a fundamental difference. That the rav, for read it for me, the rav, the machis,
and she the best,
they accomplished.
The anyway.
They accomplished what they wanted. Bishas Meister. The kid decides he's
going
to listen to the father.
Nebuchadnezzar died, but
he
preached.
He was
masking. Okay.
Okay,
that's what he asked the Yad Avram there. Okay, I didn't think it was so poshut, but okay.
Poshut is not.
Okay.
They have
to go to people. Oh, yeah? The Yad Avram. Fine. I thought the following possible terrors. The Ramban is Lav Dafka and the Mechab is Lav Dafka. The Mechab is passing of Dine Golas. There's no golos is man on Hamachaber, no golos is man on Ramban. So what are you talking about? Well, he's trying to say this follows. That even though, look at the context, that even though if a person would kill, and under certain circumstances, right, we don't pass this way, but according to one day, there would be a chiyuv golos. Not a mice, you know, not a psalm, there's no golos is man on there. Aval became. Afal pi claim he should try to fulfill the mitzvah refuah. V'monei atzo arei the shofir domin. Okay, and you shouldn't say that I'm not going to get involved. Mali like by dying, mali let tzara goes. Well, get involved. The case is going to be golus. Gaval. Even if we don't pass him, call this tana or this other tana. But what do I need it for? Afal pi claim, despite the fact that there's a potential golus going to one tana. Which is not Lamaite anyway. Afal pi kein, get involved. If you're the best doctor around, you have to do it. That's what I wanted to suggest, the possibility. But the other one is the Yad Avram, maybe it's better. I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Dalet says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Pei Dalet and Beis, arguing with the Tosefta. It says the Yepotter here, why? The Skaven Lassus Mitzvah. So I thought that's also wrong. Why is that wrong? That's a Ptur from Golas. That's a Ptur from Golas. But it's not a Ptur necessarily from payment. The Pasha you have to pay. So now the name of the Pasha you have to pay. Now I go to part two of this Kabur. A doctor that heals for nothing. You know the famous Gemara of Kama. After the Mogen, Mogen Shabbos. Okay, but there are doctors who do it for nothing. We're very good. You know, pro bono cases. You know, they're like the lawyers. They want to make do something with Shem Shemayim. They charge through the nose for you to do for nothing. That's not the pasht. The pasht is if the guy is really good, if he's helping you for nothing, he may not be asking Mogen, but he's doing a special hatava for you. So let's say he causes the damage, but he pays. It's very strange. Here in the Mechaber and the Ramban, he says that repay is mechuyev to pay. Repay shlomish is bezin chayav v'tashlumin, and it doesn't say anything about whether it's being paid or not. Whereas the Gemara Baba Kama on the Tzadis Testament base in discussing the case of an uman tabach uman shekilkel makes a distinction between bechinam and v'schar. Bechinam and Bischar. So the question of the Katan Sari test page 5 over here. Kan Bechinam, Kan Bischar. If he's being paid, he has to pay. If he made a mistake, and if not, not. But the question is, why do we not find such a distinction with respect to a doctor? Get an impression of estimas our Shulchan Aruch, our Ramban, that the doctor has to pay even if he's doing it for nothing. So how do you reconcile that with the Gemara Baba Kama Sadi Testament Bay that says you only have to pay if you were accepting payment? That's the question. So I saw, interestingly, that Rav Shechter Shlita asked this kasha, and of all things, an English article, which is you find printed at the very end of this source book. Interesting. It's called Medical Malpractice, in a book called Medical Ethics. I don't know where it ever came out. Have you ever written in this? Medical Ethics. That's the name of the journal. Book. Medical Ethics is called. I don't know what year it is. I don't know anything. Medical Ethics. So he asked the question as follows. An observant doctor is not charged, is not responsible for his patients. But the Shulchan Aruch stated that he has to pay. And he has a very interesting answer, a fascinating answer. He says like this. If a dayan makes a mistake, it's considered to be a pshia. It's toast in Sanhedrin. He makes a reference to the Mishnah and Ovis, as the Rashash explains over there. The Shigah has Talmud Ola Zodim. And this applies presumably to both the Torah and to Mitzvahs. Rabbi Nihonis says in Pirkei Ovis. Why should that be so? Of course, the following remarkable interpretation. It's almost like otherworldly interpretation. You know what? That a person gets rewarded for Torah and Mitzvahs. He's always getting Schach. Adam Havas Schach. Right, like this. Doctors that make your adin, as you know, a doctor may not charge for his services. So it's chabatol. Okay, do it. Doctor's not permitted to charge. It's chabatol. So therefore, when a doctor, right, fakert, even if he's getting paid, he's not really getting paid, because that's the only chabatol. So the answer is, he's getting paid in Shamayim somehow. It's been paid in Olam Haba. And therefore every single doctor is considered Rofe B'Schach. That's just written, the nutshell of what's written in this article. Interesting idea. So I thought of a different shot, which I'm going to tell you, which is, I'm going to have to amend a little bit. Okay? It goes with the following Mahalach Rabosa. Tosis in Masechta Baba Kama, on that same daf, Tadi Testament Beis, has the following comment. Frank Tosh Takasha, why only Kaya Viskai, other more the Olam? This is the top Tosh, page 5, this is the very top line. Tosh says, no! The Onis Kiyala, Machayev, Odom, Mamazik, Kidipirishis, Brecha Menir, the famous Tosh is enough, Kof, Zion, Bez, Baba Kama, elsewhere in Shat, Baba Tia, elsewhere. Tosfos makes a distinction based on a few Gemaras. The Odom Amazik is Chayav Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Meitzav. Onus, don't take it literally. Onus means only what? Only if he's an Onus Kein Aveda. But if he's an Onus Mamish or Onus Kein Geneva, Pot. Right? Promise as follows. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in Baba Matir Daf Pei Beis says Odom Mu'a La'olam, even if he's mazik for onus gomer, barucha shel Elio. What do you do with all the kashas, all the riots? There's many riots on Chosayim and Beis, many proofs that it's not so. That there are cases where the person who's mazik for onus is in fact potter. What will the Ramban do with all of those riots? So the answer is, he says, though all those cases that we're talking about are cases in which is Pshias HaNizik. When the Tosfos write famous Gemara, I lie down, you lie down next to me, and then I kick you some potter. I break your tear your shirt, I'm potter. No, you see Adam was potter with honest Gemara. The answer is no. Adam honest Gemara is Chayev. He has Pshias HaNizik. You're not lying down next to me. He's a fool. He's negligent. It's his negligence.
Contributory negligence.
See, I even got the official term. Contributory negligence. That the Ramban knocks off all the rights. So I wanted to say the following terrace. And perhaps we can suggest that contributory negligence is lavdafka. Lavdafka pshias ha nizik. But maybe even if you also include perhaps, we'll call it haskomas ha nizik to get involved in the situation. What was my basis? It's the Baba Kama. The post quotes as one of the rights. A person had a cow, and the person didn't own the cow. That cow was borrowed cow. And the person died. His children didn't realize what's going on, that it's borrowed, and they shepherded the cow, and they ate the money, and then they ate the meat. You have to pay other Murdola. Moses says, no. Kisvurin shalaviyem. What do they pay? Nebasa bezol. Mashanenis. They don't have to pay. Why don't they have to pay? Why do they have to pay? Why not? They should have to pay. So I thought, I repeat the word at past tense, that the Ramban said in Ksubis, the Flama Dalam Abays, they don't have to pay. You know why? Because the father who owned the cow originally, he got himself into this situation willingly. He knew exactly, right? The owner of the para, he gave his para to someone to borrow. No one lives forever. He knew it could have happened. The guy's going to die. He's going to shepherd. He put himself into that situation. What's left of the Ramban? Quote, the high brishus nochis, the kisvurim shalaviyemu. So I thought it meant, what's brishus mean? The rishus of the owner of the cow. The owner of the cow gave the cow to Mr. X. And therefore Mr. X got it birishus, the rishus of the owner of the cow. And Mr. X died, his kids got the cow, they think it's their father's cow. They don't know that it belongs to Mr. X. So therefore, there's an effect, I wouldn't call it pshias ha nizik, I wouldn't call it pshias ha nizik. But I could call it perhaps Ahaskomas Anizik to put his cow, give it to his Shoal, with the full knowledge the Shoal could die and his kids could shecht. That's what I thought.
Where did the Ramban just slaughter? Doesn't Ramban
come to that. That could explain why an Uman is potter, if I'm right. Because an Uman, I gave him the thing to fix. And I know full well, you fix things, sometimes things could break. Same slur. Hold on. That's what I thought Pshat was. However, I have to be honest, the Beis Meir in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Mem Ches says no. It's Mamish Pshias Hanizik. Why? Excuse me. It's the Pshia of the Shoel, he said. The Pshia of the Shoel. Why? It's the father's fault. He should have told his kids that it was Shoel. It's a whole side point I'm not going to go into right now. But let me go back to where I think. I thought my child was right, but I found out I was wrong. Why did I find out that I was wrong? I thought this was true for many years. I thought it was true. No. If you look again carefully at Lashon Ramban, there's evidence that when he uses the word, I'll read the words again. Ramban is the Ramban again in Ksubas, in the Shita Ksubas of Lamed Dalam and Beis. His Lashon is the high brishus nochus, the kisvurim shalaviyamu. So I understood it to mean that they had the rishus in effect of the nizik. But I have to be honest, if you look carefully in the Lashon of the Ramban, it's mashma not that way. Rishus means rishus ha-Torah. Rishus ha-Torah. And the Torah gives this guy a rishus to do what he wants. What is he doing? He's shechting. He's eating supper. This is explicated somewhat in a beautiful piece by Rav Gustman, Zichron Levroch and Baba Kama, where he says that in order to be chayav b'toras mazik, you have to have what he calls in his lumdish terminology a maise hezek. So someone who's miskaben l'taken, it's not called a maise hezek. That's the Ramban of Baba Kama, Baba Mesia Pei Beis. He writes, Ein b'uman b'shumad. Doesn't explain why. Why doesn't it known as government? So Rav Glusman explained, he's trying to be metake. He was trying to be metake, not Marsha. Marsha, I think, is wrong. My original shot was, he gave it to me. So he, in effect, accepted it upon himself. That is not, I thought that was shot in the Ramban's Lashon, and in the same as the disciple also thought that way at first. Then he proves pretty conclusively that's not what it means. It's Rishus HaTorah. Rishus HaTorah means that you're not doing a Maisa Mazik, what he calls, Maisa Hezek, what he calls. You would, in fact, not be Chayim Mishum Mazik. Now, it's interesting, when the Rav Zichron of the Bracha learned Baba Kama, so in his opening shiur he spoke about this very Nakuda. What's the Machayim of Baba Mazik? Is it a Maisa Hezek, or is it a lack of care and watching yourself? He was Tarlit, and this goof for this Machloek is the Ramban HaTais. According to Tais, that makes the distinction between Onis Kain Shia, Onis Kain Aveda on one hand, Onis Kain Geneva, Onis Mamash on the other hand. So it's a halach of Shia, and how careful to be about watching yourself. But according to Ramban, Yechayiv and Rucha Shal Eliyahu, can't possibly be that you didn't watch yourself. You can't about be prepared for Rucha Shal Eliyahu. Nothing can do to protect yourself against that. So it must be what he called in the same Lashon, a Maisa. So now, having said this, we can perhaps answer the original question.
For the Gemara,
I'm not being cousin of the Gemara, I'm cousin of the Lashon of the Ramban.
The Lashon of the Ramban, the Gemara in the Shemer, is Mazik Rishus. The Mazik Rishus provided there's no Shia.
Right, that's what I thought.
There's no right to tell you
that. The Lashon of the Ramban, again, I don't have it in front of me.
But forget the right.
Right.
But
you say, Yechanami. So, okay. So Rabbi Black is saying, no, my child is wrong in the Ramban and Ksubas, but I can see that it's wrong. I thought it was right. So the disciple who also thought it was right changed his mind and said it's wrong based on the Shalas of Ramban. But it might still be Pshag without that Lashon. There might be Emes anyway. The Ramban above Matthias can be learned interpreted in that Lashon. It's very vague. The Lashon, the Ramban above Matthias, ain't the Uman Mishum Mach. I'm saying more than that. So it's so vague, it can mean anything. Right? But if we already have a Ramban, and that's what interpreters going for Shusha Torah, the stands to reason to say this child over here too. And here's the interesting distinction. I want to say that Chovel is different than Mazik. That's my assault. Where does this come from? Why do I have to answer this? Because the truth is, there's already a kasha which is asked by the Sefer called the Nachlas Tzvi, the author of the Pesachei Tshuva. It's the very last page, the back page of this Maran Makoma sheet. Well, it talks about the cases of Sefer Baba Kama, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but Mazik is Ishto, the Ishto Batash Shamito. Whole question, why in fact would you be potter in certain cases? What happened to the din of Adam Ur the Olam? Excuse me, I take that back. Why you Chayiv in certain cases, he wants to. What's the chiv? We should say that in effect, quote unquote, Birishus. That's the question. Take a look over here. After Mazik Mushlo Bekavana, Potter Bebailim, that's my Bala Vimo, Potter Bebailim, why you Chayiv? It's the Chayiv, the Shani Niske Gufo, Niske Mamono, Niske Gufo, Chamiri. Niske Gufa is Chomer, Chovel is more Chomer than Mazik. I was thinking, according to this throw which I had established originally, I thought that perhaps we could suggest that the only time that Rishus HaBailim works is by money, because the money is mine. But I can't get Rishus on my own body. As the Rambam writes, my own body is not mine, and my Rishus won't help. That's a question. Someone questions. Someone has Sukkah Baba Kama as well. Someone says, "You know, cut off my hand, right?" Mishnah Baba Kama. That it's not valid. The question is not valid because we don't believe him, or if we knew for sure, really meant it, would it be valid or not? Since we are machlokes. So I thought maybe you could take a shot that it's not valid at all. With the noob shot that we're saying now, based upon Rav Gustman's Torah with Baba Kama, he himself says there a distinction between Chol and Mazik, not based on this kasha, but on other sources. When it comes to Mazik, he's based on the Psukim. It says, Make Behemba Yishalmim. That's to be called a Make. A Make means what he called a Mais Hezek. When it comes to Chovel, he says, Ishki Zizizizkit and Mumbai Miso. You don't have to call you any names. The bottom line is, if you cause the damage, you would be chayav. So for this reason, I think that's a pshat why a doctor, who, even if he cures for nothing, would be chayav, because the nisir of chovah. Chovah, even though he's not, there's no shame on him, we won't give a name on him, a title on him, a bad guy, he's chayav anyway. As opposed to a mazik, if you don't have dinner of mice and mazik, as we saw from those other two Ramban by Uman, and the other Ramban in the Sefer Ksubas by Parashah of Shalinich Lamaviyam, you'd be part of me the mazik and chayav in chovel, except when it comes to mazik, you get schay, pay the shomer socher. Okay, kan bechim and kan beschay. Oh, so if you're paying the shomer socher, comes an interesting discussion over here. Is there a possibility of shmira on a person? That's it. But the derechir shama sacher on a person. I'm a shama sacher, not on a tape recorder. I'm a shama sacher on a person. It's Adam hugush the karka. So Adam is hugush the karka, which is the rov of poskim and siman tzadi heilich ora. And if the woman is chayvet in shama sacher, ain't shmir bekarka. The chazanish seems to say something along those lines. If you're chayvet in chovel, it's a different mechayv. Chovel is a different mechayv. By definition, chovel is always a karka. That's the whole word. So those make a distinction between, and they say the distinction of chinim and schar, which we know by Adam HaMazik and by Uma Shekilko, applies to Rofe as well. Kunt Achois, he's only paying the tzad shomer. They start pilpuling. What do you mean shomer? Should be part of the shmiras karka. According to what we're saying now, a different word completely, a separate bazunder achiv of chovel. A different word. Achiv of chovel. Different din. Nothing to do with karka. Different achiv of the Torah's mechayev chovel. It has to be that way. There exists a din of achiv of rofe. You mean to tell me, according to the Torah's achiv by Adam, by Uman of Mazik, okay. The Kuntur Ramban, Ein B'Umim Mishamazik. What are you going to do with every all the Tosefthis? Has to be different halach. Nafkamina, perhaps. Suffolk. Who's the upon whom is the burden of proof? Upon whom is the burden of proof? Why? Because whenever someone is a shomer, the burden of proof is upon him to explain why he is not have to pay. Ein Roa. That's the pasuk in the last expression. Ein Roa. Question is, who has the obligation to bring a riot? If you're the shomer, so the doctor has to bring a riot. But since we're assuming now it's not really a shomer, if you don't like this, the shomer term, shomer is karka. It's a different. They talk about that. So he talks about that in the case of Mazen Tashemitha, but it could be maybe even that case too. But since we're saying it's not shomer at all, it's corny. I don't think it's really shomer at all for a variety of reasons. So it's a different mechayim. The Mechayev of Chovel, then it's Ala Nechpel of Iriah. The burden of proof is on the victim, not on the doctor. The Pashtus. This is against the whole Maimah here. They have that printed out of Maimah. Rav Mordechai Ilan. Rav Mordechai Ilan wrote a Dvar Torah. And where does it appear? Torah Shabbat Peh. Isn't that the most Rav Cook? It's a somewhat prestigious forum. I think Rabbi Black has written for that forum occasion. That's by definition. So he thinks that you would be it would be a riot that the doctors are bring a riot because it's a shamer. I think it's not true. Comes out though that if you'll say in fact that the chiv of mazik with ketosis, you have to give the same dichotomy. Ka'ein, when you say it's chiv, the rofe is chayav, it's only ke'ein shia or onus ke'ein aveda. But if it would be ke'ein geneva or onus mamash, it would be pater. Again, if you go with the mahalach, the pashtus is that the ramosh in choshen mishpat shinai and ches sif al pasuk like tosis, the mechavas is the pasuk like the ramban. So the halacha, the pashtus, the Nechla has to bring a proof that it was a Pshia of what? Ke'en Aveda. That's those malpractices, either negligence, gross negligence, or semi-negligence, if you're going to go with that Mahalach. I repeat. If you go into Mahalach, there's a separate chiyuv of Kovel, perhaps there's no Ptur whatsoever, I don't know. There is no Ptur. But if you go with the general Mahalach, which Tosfos to be gone, let's remember, let's chatter again. Tosfos says in the Tani Testament days that the nature of the Ptur is why I ought to remove Onus. If you're going to go with the same Mahalach, Kovel and Mazik together, so the Chai Gavna, we could argue that a Rofe would be Potter. You know, Onus or Onus Ke'ein Gneva, according to Tosfos Mahalach, when it comes to Adam Mazik, is Potter. It's clear. There are Muslims to pass in that way. If in fact you can equate Kovel, if you can, then the same kind of standard, I'm not sure where to draw the line exactly, would have to be established to be collected from a doctor's malpractice as well.
If you learn Shatner Rambam that an Umin Kachino is part of it because he's like a Mazik for the shoes, why is a little Reisha different? The Reisha who's very Marathish, the latest star, forget the key of a Reif Umin. Reif Umin would probably be like a Reisha star, probably like a Reisha star, who doesn't get star if there's no Shmira. So he's becomes a Mazik for the shoes to the extent that he's not appreciated.
So the
person says you should be faithful on Nasty Potter. You won't be able to collect.
Oh, but the way we said before, so Rabbi Black is saying that even though I'm a pshat and Rabbanan, again, going back to what I said before, even though I'm a pshat and Rabbanan, so this is wrong, I can see that I'm wrong, but the pshat and the Rabbanan but Mashiach might still be right. It might mean because of the implicit reshus that's being given, in which case it might possibly be Kovel as well. But can a man get reshus? You're assuming that that's sad. No, but some ask your ainia tas yodi. No, it doesn't help.
For the
chiyuv limon. Actually, it's not the best mission of the Kama. This doesn't help. Question: what does it mean? Doesn't help. Sometimes it means it didn't mean it. Didn't really mean it.
I understand.
Because it's meshugana. But here, not here. It's not a meshugana.
The
pater
and the
feirish chiyuv limon. Yeah, that's what some say, right? Okay, that could be part of this case as well. It could be that if you go into a doctor, it's considered implicitly a ptur. Again, it's manas.
Can you say it, sir?
So, Seth says it's chayav.
So what's
trap? There is no implicit ptur by Chobel. Chobel is different.
I don't know why Chobel should be
different. So, one shot is because
he can't be
Marachol. That was my shot originally, but the same was saying that shot now, Rav Gutzon's shot. He learns a different shot in Umin, Ein Be'umin Ke'ein Mazik. The Mazik is a Shem, Lom Deshavar, he's a Shem Mazik. But if you come out of the Taka, it's not called a Shem Mazik. But the Chayav doesn't need a Shem Chayav. With that Torah, it works out well. He should be Chayav in all cases. But that's the Ramban. But the Ramban is, the Shitotso everywhere. But the Tosfos, they come out differently. And the Ramban passes like Tosfos. May come out that you pack with Yipot, unless you're a Pshia or Ke'ein Pshia, Ke'ein Aveda. Perhaps. I don't know. Perhaps. Again, Rav Mordechai Ilan talks about a doctor in Chaim as a Shom Asocha. Question is, what is Shom Asocha? The Ramah says, in order for Shom Asocha to be Chayav, you need a Kinyan. Have to be Kona your watch. Have to be Kona your watch, and after Kona your watch, Tikta Mashiach B'Shomrim. So then I can be Chayav Kona first. Not a Shaykh. Not Shaykh. Not Shaykh at all. I don't know. Other apostles seem to disagree. Hanach Lefana is good enough. So 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadi Hei Sifayin, Chosh Nishbet. So the Nesivis said, if you pay in advance, you don't need a Kinyan. Most doctors, you don't pay in advance. I never really pay in advance. I don't know. So some I saw in the Sefer Pischei Choshen, by Rabloi, and Pikodin, Perek, Beis, Ha'ora, Mem Zayin. He quotes Achron who say, whenever you can't have a Kinyan, you don't need a Kinyan. Only time a Shomer needs a Kinyan is when you can't have a Kinyan. You have this elsewhere. You have, as the Apostle say, when it comes to a Matana, you can't have Kesef to Mashiach's Kone. I have that elsewhere, president of this nation. You need something. If you can't have it, you don't need it. So, by a human being, you can't have a Kenyan. So, you wouldn't need a Kenyan. Oh. Now, and I'll tell me, this whole malach of karka is going to, this whole malach of shama is going to be part of karka. They saw it close up here. No, the Rambam. Shia b'karka schayes. Famous Rambam. Shia b'karka schayes. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't need a kinyan. Amazing. The Rambam passes against the Rambam. Shach passes like the Rambam. So if you fight the suffix, fight the question of the initial time, you're going to fall back into the same cycle. Finally, now we come close to what Rabbi Blashley spoke about last week. Take a look here in Tosis on Sadi's Testament Day, this is page 5. V'tani idach ben uman ben hedjan chayim. Lo shayach hocha l'shnuye kan v'schah kan v'chinam k'de mishane gabe shchita. The ba'akoras matbea torah v'kiyus godol. V'lesta l'michze him ain bonki k'danko v'yisr. That's the case of the two experts in the field. So Tosa says, otherwise you'd be chayim mishum garmi. The Rashba yells no. The distinction between tos b'yad and toss the keys. A hand slipped, but you made a mental mistake. There was a Mefurish Rashba on this daf, but the comments are the testament base. Then we can make a distinction, as was mentioned last week, between a surgeon on one hand and an internist who's recommending certain prescription drugs. That's exactly what the Tashbeis says. He said that the Tashbeis was respected to the Shemayim. Who was saying now to be an afkamina, even bedine Adam by Poshea. Fascinating distinction that a surgeon, as was mentioned last week, I mean more chomer than an internist who's giving a prescription. And I can give a different reason why it's so. Another reason why a surgeon is more chomer. There's one reason based on the Rashba and the Daf, Tani Tet Baba Kama. And another is based upon the Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Kuf, Omen Aleph. With Tosfos is over here. Right. Correct. I don't mean
it.
Right. So what was
said? Negative
to serve. The says what? Rofe is higher.
That seems to be saying he's always fair.
No distinction between a surgeon and a recommending drugs. So the same.
Recommending drugs can be a wrong, but the source of this guy is this guy with the Shemayim, because he's an Olam HaMasir, a faithful, whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ran says that he's an Olam Gom, because the Beyonce is holding like the Ramban negative. He's holding that it's Olam and Olam is Spot, and then he's Gom. Ran. That's negative.
So he's saying that you're always going to be chayav, because the mechaber holds the Ramah and holds against Tosis. Tosis holds that you said you put the onus gomer, Adam Amazik. The mechaber holds that the Ramban, Adam Amazik is chayav. So Adam Achayav is also chayav.
Why he couldn't hold like the Ramban?
Right.
He wanted like the Ramban.
Right. Couldn't. Only thing he should have said, the chora, a distinction between chinam and schar. And we explained before why there's no distinction by dachah between chinam and schar. For one more nakuda, I'll stop here for this nakuda. Tosis over here, Rabosai. And the kuf, ach beidina le Rabbi Lozer. So Tosis is told in the introduction of the Gemara, chazid aloch kasamichna. Afil lo amar haba mechayev. You don't have to say it beferish. It's the principle of chazid aloch kasamichna. Now, the machloikis, in fact, do you have to say so beferish? Well, don't have to say beferish. Tosfos says yes, and others. Tosfos says no, and the Shulchan Aruch says yes. Ramah says no. 2 days. Oh, the Rosh is misvara, mistama. He relies upon it. So the answer is no. Maybe in the case of the, I'm showing you a coin. Ach v'dina Rabbi Lozer. Maybe I'll show it to somebody else. The fact that I show you the coin and I act on it, I, the expert, didn't know you were lying on me. To me, you're at still beferish. That's what the Rambam says. Maybe you can just show it to somebody else. That being the case, we're going to have another distinction between a surgeon in any mistake this time. That doesn't matter what kind of mistake you make at this time. And an internist. Hence, we all go for second opinions. So therefore, there's no chazir lachas anefta. A surgeon, he can't go to second. I mean, you go for an opinion whether you should do a surgery or not. Only one person knows the knife. According to this svara, it wouldn't matter if the surgeon's mistake was a slip of a hand or even a libo anasam, because in any case, there's a possibility you would be chayev, a surgeon would be more chomer than a regular doctor for that reason. So again, the two, this is again to the last one's chabura, we have two svaras to possibly distinguish between a surgeon and a doctor. One, a doctor's not doing surgery. One is it a mental mistake or is it a physical mistake? And that gets, even within the surgery, there can be two different kinds of mistakes. And the second distinction is, when it comes to a regular doctor, you can say, maybe he's not relying on that doctor alone, he's going on a second opinion. When it comes to the doctor's actually cutting, there's obviously no second opinion.
Okay.
Right, that's it, we're talking about. So we'll stop here, and who's going to say next week? Who's on for next week? Who hasn't said yet? Everyone said? Wait a minute, just a minute.